But let me jump over here to my opening monologue. Southern Immediate Care is the daily sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue, and we're proud of it. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers a whole lot of ground across North Alabama, places like Gadsden, Anniston, Etowah, six more locations around the Birmingham region. Southern Immediate Care, open 7 days a week, and oh, by the way, the sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue. So here we go. Brace yourselves. You ready? There's a phrase that infantry soldiers use. I mean, you can always hear slang everywhere you go, right? But I don't know, something about Army guys, they always have a little extra slang. And the best slang phrases are the ones that come from something real and get used for another purpose. The one that I'm about to teach you is a slang phrase taken from the actual job that soldiers do as they wait and watch for the enemy. It's exactly the phrase that we all need to take to heart in the wake of yesterday's Trump trial jury verdict. And the phrase is this: it's time to lean forward in the foxhole. Let me say it again. It's time to lean forward in the foxhole. What does that mean? Why am I saying it? Well, I'm saying it because that's the posture we need to be in right now. The soldier on the battlefield has a role in defeating the enemy. If there's a foxhole at all, it means the soldier has now prepared for the fight by digging in and daring the enemy to move him off his ground. If there's a foxhole, then it means that it's one of the many in a highly defensible set of positions, part of a perimeter, where each foxhole is a fighting position in and of itself, but it's also designed with interlocking fields of fire and range stakes and sector sketches. If a soldier is leaning forward in the foxhole, it means the soldier's on his feet, leaning forward over his weapon, with his determined eyes open towards the enemy, intent on stopping the enemy's advance. For a soldier to be leaning forward in the foxhole, it means he is not cowering down, he is not asleep on duty, he is prepared and willing to defend all that he and those on his left and right have worked to preserve. For a soldier to be leaning forward in the foxhole, it's like a solid dare to the enemy to come and take it. I'm telling you right now, you need to all be leaning forward in the foxhole. In the days to come, we will have our say. There will be a social and political reckoning, but we cannot get there unless we prepare and plan and resolve that the attacks on our very way of life shall not go unchallenged. We don't get a say in what our enemy wants to do or how the left will plan for our demise, but we do get a say in how we respond. So on your feet is what I say. Set about preparing your positions and lean forward. Now, I will not try at all to downplay what happened yesterday. I believe that what we've just seen, and really what's been going on for the past year, represents an awful turn in our republic. It is not an indictment on the judicial system as a whole, it's not. But yes, it was a cancerous tumor in one location that needs to be excised so it cannot grow. Yesterday, in my opinion, was sort of the legal version of Pearl Harbor, like a 9/11 in the courtroom. A singular moment in time that, when it happened, it had massive impacts that can trickle out through our society. But I remind you all, we got bloody on 9/11, but then we got busy. For conservative Americans, right-side ruffians, to lean forward in the foxhole means several things, like right now. It means that we first see what has happened with open eyes and we realize that it actually was a really big deal, a really big, hairy deal, a big deal that goes beyond Donald Trump himself. It was certainly an attack on Trump the man and Trump the candidate, but it was also an attack on anyone who dares to raise their voices in protest of the progressive left who hates conservatives more than they love this country. So see it for what it was. This was, in fact, an attack by the left on those on the right on an attempt to convert the judicial branch of government into a tool for their progressive policies. So first things first, know your enemy is out there, and they're real, and lean forward in the foxhole. The next thing you got to do, ruffians, is you got to maintain a pragmatic optimism, a sense that something that just happened really sucked, but we will not let it be the last word. I heard several folks yesterday talking about how they were depressed or defeated or despondent, and I want to encourage you to swallow that despair and buck up for the long haul, because soldiers in the foxhole, they can always find something humorous in the worst of conditions, right? Joe can get out there and have that wry humor, that crass joke, that moment when you just ought to laugh and you slap your buddy on the back and you lean forward in the foxhole and you do what needs doing. The first and most important thing for each of us to also gain is our resolve. It is reasonable to feel the shock or the disappointment or even the anger at a decision that seems so manifestly unjust, but the soldier in the foxhole cannot succumb to emotion. The soldier in the foxhole has to swallow his fears, grab hold of his faith, take his concerns for his own safety and resolve, set them aside and rely on his training, resolve to rely on his fellow soldiers, resolved to rely on the justness of his cause. Do you believe we're right? Do you believe in those who are on the right with you? Well, leaning forward in the foxhole means gaining a resolve that this will not stand, but we will. The next most important thing that a soldier in the foxhole must do is remain disciplined in the face of the enemy. If one foxhole goes down, it leaves a hole in the perimeter. If soldiers forget their sectors of fire, they risk shooting one of their own by accident or leaving a gap for the enemy to exploit. If soldiers hunker down in fear, they remove themselves from the fight when they're needed the most. If soldiers look to their own comforts first, they leave their comrades to pick up their slack. The left, y'all, would love nothing more than for you to take yourselves out of this fight, but we need every single one of you. They would love for you to give them a reason to shout about January 6th again by doing something stupid. They would love to say that no one cares because you were asleep at your post. They would love to convert you to their purposes by trotting out examples of people who threw in the towel as some kind of symbol that the right side really doesn't care. Leaning forward in the foxhole, it means discipline. And lastly, leaning forward in the foxhole means that this we will defend. We have chosen to take a stand and make life difficult for the enemy, but every good soldier in a foxhole knows that when the tide of battle turns, that we will come out of our foxholes when the bugle sounds and we will charge. There will come a time when it's our turn to go on the offensive, and when that time comes, we will climb out of the safety and the relative security of our prepared positions and move to the attack. And oh yeah, by God, there will be a reckoning. Leaning forward in the foxhole means waiting for the call to move forward and take back ground. You take back that which the enemy thought they controlled. So I'm here to tell you that yesterday was in fact a really big deal. It was. Absolutely was. I ain't going to minimize it. It was a day that I believe will live in legal and political infamy for years. A day when the left got to chortle and gloat and pretend they did something meaningful, and it was a rough day, it was a maddening day, it was a sickening day, but I'm dug in, man. I'm dug in. We all need to be dug in. Eyes forward, pragmatically optimistic, spoiling for a fight but resolved and disciplined in our readiness, and ready to come out of our fighting positions and move the battle lines forward when the time comes. Ready front. Lean forward in the foxhole. Fight's coming. And that's a wrap for the right side way. I am saying, folks, that you need to go ahead and buckle up. I'm telling you right now, they think they got something going on, but I think they're also scared to death because they woke up the sleeping dragon. Just so you know, last night, in less than 12 hours, the Trump campaign raised $36 million for its efforts. Folks see this for what it is. I see it as a reason why we need to be leaning forward in the foxhole. Because the fight, it's worth having, and the fight's on. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.